Tunisia has done many of the right things, including holding free elections and creating space for civil society, says Assistant Secretary Tom Malinowski. But he warns these reforms are being challenged.
It is under tremendous pressure right now from a wave of terrorist attacks, which I think are targeting Tunisia precisely because it's taken these courageous steps forward in democracy.
In June, a gunman killed 38 people in Tunisia's coastal resort city of Sousse. Tunisian authorities say the gunman trained at a militant camp in Libya.
Tunisia is cursed in part by being close to Libya. It shares a very long border with Libya, and given the situation in Libya with ISIL gaining a foothold in parts of that country, the chaos that we are trying to end or mitigate, it has created a situation that Tunisia is bearing the brunt of.
To lessen the impact of Libya's instability, Tunisia is building a wall along part of its border with the country.
Terrorists can get trained in Libya, weapons can get smuggled between Libya and Tunisia. The border is pretty much open.
Analyst Karim Mezran says he does not believe in walls. Instead, he favors better investment in Libya to help the country deal with instability. Also, say other analysts like Sarah Foyer, some of Tunisia's problems are internal.
It can build all the walls that it wants, and I certainly sympathize with the impulse to do that. But at some point it also has to deal with security threats emanating from within its borders.
Thousands of Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria are thought to be from Tunisia. Foyer says the best thing the U.S. can do to help Tunisia is continue to back its political reforms.
Tunisia's trying to proceed along this bumpy path to democracy. And the concern is that it's harder to do that if you have a real security threat emanating.
Malinowski says Washington has been stepping up assistance to Tunisia to help the government better monitor the flow of people in and out of the country and get better intelligence information. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.